When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Dallas cops investigating the deaths of three women whose bodies found dumped near the Trinity River. Kimberly Roberts, the first victim ID'd. 2 months later, Cherish Gibson. Third victim, still unidentified, ties the deaths together. DNA leads to the arrest of one person, Oscar Sanchez Garcia.
Nancy, each victim was found nude or partially clothed with fatal stab wounds. Police used a combination of surveillance footage, vehicle information, cell phone records, and DNA to identify Sanchez Garcia as the killer. The 25-year-old lives just over 2 miles from the area the bodies were found. Sanchez Garcia, a Mexican national, is currently being held on an immigration retainer while his legal status in the country is determined.
Sanchez Garcia, 25, now charged with 3 counts of murder. Florida cops pull over Stephen Mattingly when they see he's not wearing a seatbelt. During the stop, the cop sees a bottle of Narcan and gets consent to search the truck. As Mattingly gets out, a pipe falls out of the car. Cops also find another pipe and powdery substance testing positive for fentanyl and meth. They arrest Mattingly, who asks him to hold on a second because he has more. He then pulls a tied-off plastic bag of fentanyl from, quote, where the sun don't shine, and willingly gets into the patrol car. Needless to say, Mattingly, 35, charged with drug possession. I'm not touching that baggie. More crime and justice news after this.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The wife of Rex Huerman, the man accused of killing three people whose bones were discovered on a Long Island beach road, has filed for divorce. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to the woman's attorney, the complaint was submitted to Suffolk County Supreme Court by Asa Ellerup. This while detectives spent yet another day conducting a thorough investigation of the Massapequa Park residence where the couple lived. Huerman, an architect, stands accused of killing the three women, and the prosecution says he's also a suspect in a fourth homicide. He has entered a not guilty plea and is still being held under suicide watch. The remains of Melissa Bartholomew, Amber Costello, and Megan Waterman were found along a quarter-mile stretch of Ocean Parkway. Theirs were among the 10 sets of human remains discovered near Long Island's Gilgo Beach in 2010 and 2011. That woman, Shannon Gilbert, was discovered dead in a coastal marsh at another location in 2011. Suffolk County Police first attributed her death to an accidental drowning, a finding her family has since disputed.
The prosecution says 59-year-old Huerman is being investigated for his possible involvement in the death of a fourth victim, Maureen Brainerd Barnes. Oklahoma has executed a man for fatally stabbing a Tulsa woman in 1995 after breaking out of a prison work program. 51-year-old Jermaine Cannon received a fatal injection at the Oklahoma State Penitentiary in McAllister. He was pronounced dead 12 minutes later. It was Oklahoma's second execution of the year and the ninth overall since the state resumed using lethal injections in 2021. Cannon was found guilty of murdering 20-year-old mother of two, Sharonda Clark, with whom he had been sharing a Tulsa apartment following his weeks earlier breakout from a prison work facility in southwest Oklahoma. Las Vegas police have searched a residence in connection with the 1996 drive-by shooting death of Tupac Shakur. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The Las Vegas home is tied to a man long known to detectives investigating Shakur's murder and whose nephew had previously come forward as a suspect. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police have confirmed that they served a search warrant in the neighboring city of Henderson. However, the agency said it is withholding additional information, including the locations of the searches and whether they anticipated making an arrest in the rapper's murder nearly 30 years ago. Residents of the small Henderson suburb, tucked away in the city's foothills approximately 20 miles southeast of the Las Vegas Strip, have identified the residence where they claim to have seen police arrest two people as they searched the house. Public records, including voting records, connect the property to the wife of Duane Keffi D. Davis, the uncle of Orlando Anderson, one of Shakur's well-known adversaries. Detectives have long suspected Anderson of being responsible for the rapper's killing.
At the time of the rapper's murder, Anderson denied any role in the killing. 2 years later, he was killed in an unrelated gang shooting.
Jessica Stacks and boyfriend caught on surveillance video at a Mississippi gas station early in the morning, New Year's Day. Stack's boyfriend, Jerry Baggett, says the couple then get a small boat from a friend and took it out on the Little Tallahatchie River. Baggett says Stack's wanted out of the boat because the water was too high. She said she'd, quote, walk back to the truck and wait. She's never heard from again. Police find a coat belonging to Stack's, gloves, footprints, and a single woman's rubber boot, where Baggett says he dropped her off. Stack's footprints trail off in a flooded field. Her family says Stacks would not have gotten in the boat in the first place because she didn't know how to swim. 2 years later, Baggett recants his story, claiming he was working that day and didn't see Stacks at all. If you have info on Jessica Stacks, please call Union County Sheriff's 662-534-1943. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.